I'm so sorry. Right now I don't have any customers, so
okay.
I apologize for that.
Well, that's totally fine, Priscilla, you know. And yeah, you can always request for us to give you a call back when
okay.
you're ready. So
okay.
Yeah, so yeah, so going back, I asked you to go to the business.google.com/locations.
Yes.
Are you in that page already?
I did, and I did the little link where it says read reviews, but the review that I'm specifically looking for is not posted there yet, and so I guess I'm not sure. Did you say they would be immediate right there?
When was the review posted?
I don't know because I'm putting you on speaker. Because somebody sent me an email this morning, and somebody named Daniel Batchelor, and he said this was a review left by TW. It falls under Google's removal guidelines, and they want me to kind of like hire them to clean up my and he said there's no contracts or upfront fees. We'll take care of any filings and escalations. So his was a sales tactic. But if that review really is out there, I do want to, you know, see what I can do to at least respond or get it removed or something.
Okay.
But apparently it's not on Google, so I don't know. It's out there somewhere.
Yes, it's possible. But you received the email from Google, right?
No, I received the email. It looks like from a third party who's just wanting. Let's see.
Okay. It's probably the gave the review not on Google Business Profile, but on the other listings. For example,
okay.
Maybe they solicited to Yelp or to your Facebook page. Let me check here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's from somebody named TW. It says this review was left by TW and may fall under Google's removal guidelines.
Okay, let me see.
Hey, let me grab this other line. Hold on just a minute.
Sure, yeah, no worries.